From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov pledged Thursday to continue supporting Syrian forces in Aleppo until, in his words, the city is cleared of terrorists. Lavrov's comments came after a meeting with his Turkish counterpart, who said the two diplomats agreed on the need to reach a ceasefire in Syria. Meanwhile, United Nations envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, is still calling for a humanitarian break in the bombardment of Aleppo.
UN is still asking for a pause, and you will hear about that, and in order to reach civilians and evacuate them medically. And in this context, the most urgent thing that we are going to ask for at the moment is actually shelter. Winter and places for people to be. Winter is coming across.
Stefan de Mistura.
Mes chers compatriotes.
French President François Hollande is announcing that he will not run for a second term in office. Hollande announced his intention Thursday in a televised address, saying he doesn't have sufficient support to win a second term. Russia's space agency says an unmanned cargo ship headed to the International Space Station burned up in the atmosphere Thursday after launching from Kazakhstan. Roscosmos says preliminary information shows the cargo ship's booster exploded 190 kilometers above ground. The Russian space agency says the ship was carrying 2.5 tons of supplies. The U.S. Senate gave final approval to an extension of the American sanctions law against Iran. Lawmakers of both parties said the law is critical to enforcing the international nuclear accord with Iran. Iranian officials blasted the bill, arguing it violates the nuclear pact. It passed in the Senate 99-0. This is VOA News.